Equality advocates consider today's decision a victory for human rights. Tobias Packer with Equality Florida, a statewide LGBT rights organization, applauded the decision.
Tampa has now joined the ranks of 17 other municipalities across the state that have gender identity, gender expression as part of the human rights ordinance. And honestly, it's become the standard. More than 60% of the country now has these protections, either at the state level or at the municipal level. They're looking to pass it soon on a federal level with the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And it's just the smart thing to do.
Dozens of members of local churches and human rights organizations packed City Hall this morning. Members of churches who opposed the ordinance consider transgender identification an immoral choice that might allow cross-dressing men to enter the ladies' room. Council Chair Thomas Scott said that this ordinance would not allow for such behavior.
This ordinance, as I understand it, and Mr. Fletcher is going to come now, this ordinance does not address transvestites. This ordinance does not allow for men to be able to go into women's restrooms, as I understand it. This ordinance is about the abuse and the molestation of children. This ordinance is not about all those issues. It is my understanding that this ordinance is about those who have made a decision to change their gender and that they should not be discriminated against.
Councilmember Charlie Miranda was the only one to oppose the ordinance, not understanding gender identity to be a permanent decision.
But what about the rest of the rights of those in the workplace and so forth and so on? What rights do they have? I specifically mentioned that I was not going to sit to an individual named Charlie, that's my own name so I don't discriminate against anyone else, and the next day, that'd be Charlene.
David Caton with the Florida Family Association also claimed that the ordinance did not consider the rights of those who might have to work with transgender individuals.
The law impedes on constitutional rights of business owners and individuals who do not share the same value system, and it is morally wrong to force those who have an objection to transgender lifestyle to accept it as normal. Gender identity and expression is not a protected class. There's no immutable trait. Having a sex change surgery is not an immutable characteristic, such as skin color.
Gwen Pivas from Zephyr Hills, Florida, echoed much of the moral outrage coming from several of the Christian churches.
If they are born a woman or they're born a man, so be it. They need to dress that way. We should not have to go through and try to figure out who is among us. We have enough of that with the terrorists as it is. We don't need to have to try to figure out, are you a man? Are you a woman? Have you had a sex change or you haven't had a sex change?
Council member John Dingfelder said that some fears churches have about transgender individuals are red herrings.
Things that people bring into the courtroom that are not real issues. And I've heard many today. I heard about terrorism, failing economies, and bathrooms, and perverts. Okay? Those are all red herrings. Okay, in World War II and the Holocaust, they were talking about 6 million people. In the civil rights movement, it was talking about millions of Americans. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if we're talking about millions or the 5 or 6 people who had the courage to stand up at that microphone today. It's our job to protect them.
Council member Mary Mulhern quoted the Declaration of Independence where it says that all men are created equal.
Back then, when they said men, I'm assuming they meant humans. They were talking about Americans. They weren't talking about just people born as men. So everything and anything that we need to do to protect individual freedom and privacy, by the way, is appropriate. We're not in church. That this is your Tampa City Council and we're legislators. We do have a separation of church and state, and our responsibility is not to be preachers, although we do have a preacher, we're lucky to have a preacher, but his responsibility here today also is to be a lawmaker.
Mike Feniger represented the ACLU, defending the constitutional right for freedom of expression.
There is no absolute constitutional right for freedom of expression. Otherwise, women would still be second-class citizens, blacks would still be second-class citizens, gays and lesbians would be second-class citizens. What we're trying to do by this change in city ordinances is to extend equality and protection to a class of people who are discriminated against. The fact of the matter is it's insulting to assume that these people will in fact be sexual predators or a danger to children or anybody else.
Michael Keefe is the director of the Florida Organization for Gender Equality. He is a transgender person who supports the ordinance and said that some transgender deaths are due to neglect.
These deaths were not only caused by blatant acts of violence, but also by the violence of neglect. Neglect in the form of being refused medical treatment for illness and accidents. Neglect in the form of being denied adequate housing. Neglect in the form of being denied access to homeless shelters. I can promise you today, I did not choose this. I can promise you today that I have no sexual interest in children, nor the bathroom habits of anyone.
Council Chair Thomas Scott emphasized that the ordinance did not cover transvestites, but only those undergoing a permanent gender transition. He also said that he wouldn't be intimidated by reminders from the public that his decision might be a political one. Scott said he isn't concerned about getting votes for re-election. The only vote he is concerned about is God's vote.
Let me just say for the record, I have never condoned, nor do I agree with those who decide to live their life any other way than a man or a female. That's totally up to them. But then that's the issue of this country, of choice, whether we want to admit that or not. That's what religious freedom, or that's what this country is all about, democracy is all about. It's the freedom to not be discriminated against, freedom to be able to have a good house, a good home, to live in a good community. That's what this country is about.
Tomorrow is the 11th annual Transgender Day of Remembrance. Vigils will be held to memorialize 100 transgendered people who died violent deaths. For more information about the groups involved today, log on to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.